Blog Talk Radio.
Al Porter. Blog Talk Radio, what it is, man. Kill Tate.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat.
Reporting live, this is Blog Talk Radio. Of knowledge equal power, my knowledge is what they hating for. Al Porter got it locked for an hour block, and kill stay got the block in the
master lock.
It's Monday night, what you doing round 9? Tune in to Al Porter, Blog Talk going live. These other sessions is job, just leading the walking blind. Remember the revolution ain't gon' be televised. No who from, cause search ain't gon' be no flash drive. Won't ask deny my lines, I'm opening people minds. Remember it's Monday night, tune in around 9.
Tune in around 9.
You're now rocking with the man in the streets who put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. Yeah, you're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. We put music, action, and news to the beat. You're now rocking with the man in the streets. Al Porter got the news, kill stay on the beat. Yeah.
Welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 12, Verse 43 already. And for those listening to that M period, A period, N period, that's an abbreviation acronym for music, activism, news. For those listening to Black on Black Crime Radio on blogtalkradio.com, we appreciate it. For those who want to, you can call into that 646-478-0944 phone number, like we already have a couple of special phone callers. You can send commercials, music, MP3 format to emaxxradio@gmail.com. My three disclaimers are: disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or BBC iRadio. Feel free to call and blame Boogie, 646-478-0944. You can call and complain direct. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. Can't talk, stay silent, and you'll go back on hold. But if you change your mind, you can always call back or press one. Now, I need to let people know, just because, you may be looking for it. Looking good home improvement, residential, commercial, remodeling, and new construction, licensed and bonded, 24/7 emergencies, violation list repairs, door installation and repairs, plastering and painting, carpentry and decks, flooring, tile and wood, bath, kitchen, remodeling. You can call direct at 216-205-7247 or on the internet at lookinggoodhomeimprovement.com. Now, that made that kind of easy for everybody to know what they were working with. I do need to let people know that if you're looking for Common Sense Radio, Sundays, 5 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time, WERE 1490 AM, that's www.newstalkcleveland.com. YouTube page of Joseph Motley Jr. or Joseph P. Motley Jr. for all the music that he puts out, the Instagram of Junior Alfred Porter, the Facebook of Joseph Motley Jr. period, Facebook Kent and Angelica, Facebook HHWorkshopRecords.com. You can Facebook I'm a Superwoman Radio, www.3342music.com. OPM Radio is Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WeUpRadio.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kilroy, Facebook Pete Weeks, the webpage. Okay. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show airs Tuesdays at 7 p.m. on voiceitradio.com. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. or Facebook Alfred Porter Jr. period, or the profile picture of a sheriff's hat. That www.templabor.org if you're looking for work. Twitter, Alfred Porter Jr. 1, or at Grandpa Rapper 1. And the website of thelogtv.com. And if you're on YouTube, look up We Are Cleveland. Power Groove Records YouTube channel, We Are Cleveland YouTube Records. Now, I have a couple of phone callers on the phone line. They are important. I will get to them, but I will give you as best as possible a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. Before I go to the phone lines, I'll at least give you the honorable mention. That means from a Monday to a Monday, it's getting a lot of attention. So what I will say is, honorable mention, that song called G.O.D., 650-plus views on Facebook. The YouTube is picking up as well, the Facebook video. But there's a line dance called The Dog Walk, and she's gotten over almost 500 views. Ms. Maybach, for creating the Dog Walk line dance that a lot of people used after the Browns beat San Francisco, and the fact that even the president of BBCI, Black on Black Crime, Inc., Elizabeth Steele, took that song, showed the line dance that goes along with it. Also, honorable mention goes to Black House Sound's new releases. Number 10, Mr. Solo, who has 5 new releases now. He drops down a little bit. Number 9, though, debuting on Facebook, 5th Annual Toys for Tots White Party. Number 8, debuting. A lot of activities coming up. All Sweetest Day events, which will be upcoming. Number 7 on Facebook, I believe it debuts. It's called Beats, Rhymes, and Music. A spoken word open mic at Larchmere Arts. That's at number 7. Number 6 debuting. The Lead Sleepover yesterday till this morning, part 3, the third episode, third year that they've done this in the past few years. Dr. Dorothy from Greater Peace Action, you had Don Bryant, both of them from Carl Stokes Brigade as well. Black Women's Army made it down there. Family to Family was there, if I'm not mistaken. Art McCoy Radio Show covered it live, so that was nice. That was number 6. Number 5, the Black Tie Affair that happened with Chantel Brown last Friday. Number 4 debuting, Facebook Black Business Bowling Event and Pop-Up Shop, which happened yesterday. Number 3, moving up, it was on Facebook Workshop and 2x4 Songwriter Showcase. Number 2 debuting, it wasn't because it was just an it was an event. It was the Palestinians March, debuted on City Hall last Friday. You had, once again, hundreds coming out for a cause, well-spoken. They had information. It was number 2. The only reason it didn't place number 1 is because the number 1, which moved up to number 1 from last week, it was the Under 30 Summit last week, which lasted for a few days. And to get that type of event out was amazing. I'm going to the phone line, and let's go to that 216-309, that 216-309. How are you doing out there? 216-309, going once. 216-309, going twice. 216-309, going thrice. Which is amazing. As I go to the 216-299, who's waited patiently. Like I say, sometimes people can't talk. They might not be able to talk. And that's okay. But my job is to make sure we do everything we can to include you in, for the simple fact we need to hear what you have to say. 216-299. How are you doing?
Is that for me, Al?
Hello? 216-299? I hope it is, my brother. Like I say, people think that when I tell them that I'm going to bring you on the phone line, there are people who I know call from work and doing other things, and they really can't say what's on their mind. They might be listening, but I'm taking a chance anyway because I want to know who is calling me and why. And you sound like my brother out there. How are you doing, and introduce yourself to the world?
Hey, how you doing, Al? It's a pleasure to be here. This is Abbas Hamida. I'm with Al-Auda, the Palestine Right of Return Movement, and we are the ones that held the rally this past Friday at City Hall with 500-plus people. It was the second rally we did for this round of, you know, the Israeli occupation, you know, currently bombarding Gaza.
Right. And when you say that, mm-hmm. even though I know certain facts, I want people mm-hmm. to know, what is it that we're getting wrong? What is it our media is giving to us wrong?
Yeah, I was just going to say that the media is what's wrong. You know, I call it the fast food media. That's what's wrong in this country, you know?
Gotcha.
you know that Brother Malcolm X, you know, spoke about it. Obviously,
yes.
Dr. King, Muhammad Ali, they all spoke about that, you know, because the mass media is powerful, right? And they control
yes.
people's minds, literally. And this is why we have podcasts and we have people like yourself, right, coming out
right.
And trying to give that counterbalance, you know, and trying to wake mm-hmm. people up. You know, the real woke, not some of the woke that think they're woke. You know what I mean?
Right,
so,
right.
Yes, you provide that alternative platform. The media is consistently, as you probably know, because they do it to black people, they're demonizing the Palestinians. You know,
yes.
if you want me to give a quick synopsis.
You can, please.
Yeah. The Palestinian people have been occupied since 1948. It's been 75 years. I happen to be from a village called Deir Yassin, 3 miles west of Jerusalem. So I'm a Jerusalemite. And in 1948, there was a large massacre, which was basically the fuse of the Nakba. Now, in Arabic, Nakba means catastrophe. So there was the Palestinian Nakba in 1948. This was basically the handover from the British colonization of Palestine to what later became Israel. You know, they basically handed over something that wasn't theirs, right, to get rid
right.
of the problem that they had in Europe. You know, after World War II, during the Holocaust, Europe needed to get rid of the so-called Jewish problem, you know. So they
mm-hmm.
transferred it into Palestine, you know, and it literally fell on our laps. You know, we didn't ask for it. And that's – but in a quick nutshell, that's what happened. You know, Deir Yassin was, like I mentioned earlier, was the fuse of the Nakba. So following Deir Yassin, there was at least over 500 villages that were systematically
wow.
massacred, dispossessed, depopulated, and made way for what is Israel today, you know, the illegal occupation of Palestine. You know, many times we hear in the media about Hamas, right? They talk about Hamas.
Right.
And, you know, 10 days ago there was a strike, which is a military base, you know, just at the outskirts of Gaza, where you have Palestinians who have been besieged in the Gaza Strip for the last 17 years. These people are originally refugees from other parts of Palestine. So this is it's a strip called the Gaza Strip, and it's an enclave, you know, where Palestinians from all over historic Palestine were dispossessed internally, right? And they were put into Gaza, which is basically a humongous refugee camp, you know? And here we go, you know, fast forward 2023, Hamas, right, the Palestinian resistance
yes.
movement in the Gaza Strip, basically, you know, from being attacked numerous times and they're still under siege, You know, like we say in the streets, right? When the people are
yes.
occupied, resistance is justified, right? So
that's true.
Exactly what
that
they do.
True.
You know, whether you like them, don't like them, disagree. Obviously, you know, the United States has them registered as a terrorist organization, and,
yes.
and they can deem anyone a terrorist they want. You know, if we look back, Dr. King was labeled as a terrorist. Malcolm X was labeled as a terrorist. Rosa Parks,
mm-hmm.
right, for basically
yes.
refusing, you know, to sit in
and
the
And that is true. That's history. That's
yeah.
factual history.
Exactly. So this is an unfortunate label, you know, that they have on this Palestinian resistance movement. And most recently, approximately, you know, 10 days ago or so, they struck a military base. And obviously, when that happens, you know, you're going to have casualties, you know, so that's what's
yeah.
in the news now. All of a sudden, you know, everybody's becoming an expert, you know, on Palestine and the Gaza Strip. And right now, they're brutally demonizing the Palestinian people. Not all you hear in the news, you know, is Hamas, Hamas, Hamas. Now, mind you, that's one Palestinian resistance group in Palestine. You know, while they are a resistance group, Hamas is not the entire of Palestine, and Palestine is not Hamas. But this is the way the news media wants you to focus. They want you to focus on Hamas so they can basically derail any conversation on Palestine and anything that has to do with the illegal occupation previously, you know, before this attack. They want you to just focus in and hone in on the most recent attack. Okay, and obviously they're naming casualties, and right now the so-called Israeli Defense Forces, which is the Israeli occupation of Palestine, is, you know, so-called retaliating. So in turn, right now they're massacring civilians. These are
right.
civilians. It was not a military base like Hamas did. When they retaliate, they're retaliating on the people, not on Hamas. Hamas members are still there. Still fighting, and they're still going to resist. Thousands of Palestinians right now, as we speak, are being systematically murdered. There's a genocide right now going on. They're being carpet bombed. And they're trying to move 1.1 million Palestinians to move to the south of Gaza because they claim that they want to bomb Hamas, you know, which we know is not true. They're trying to basically get them close to the border. And hopefully, in their minds, you know, to eventually depopulate Gaza again. You know, the Palestinians went through two major phases of depopulation and ethnic cleansing. 1948, 75 years ago, was one of them. And then 1967 was the second major phase of occupying Palestine. And my parents, my direct family members, were depopulated twice and made refugees, first in Deir Yassin in 1948, and then in 1967, once again from the Jericho refugee camps, which is in the West Bank, and they sent them to Jordan, neighboring Amman, Jordan. And then eventually we made our way to the United States. So my family is just one of thousands of Palestinians who have been displaced from their homes and villages. But yet all you hear in the media is that the Palestinians are terrorists, Hamas, 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 which are sound bites, you know. And again, just like what Brother Malcolm X said, if you listen to the newspaper, they may make basically the victims the victimizers, right, and vice versa.
Right.
You know, in a nutshell. So this is what's going on. It's a mass distraction, you know, in the news, and the Palestinians are paying a price. This is almost like a 9/11 style backlash right now going on for Palestinians living in the United States and Muslims. And I don't know if you heard, Al, or if your viewers know, but yesterday a 6-year-old Palestinian child was killed by his landlord in Chicago. He was murdered. He was stabbed 21 times. He was killed. And his mom was also stabbed, and she's in critical condition right now as we speak at the hospital. Her son didn't make it. She's still fighting for her life. And this just last night, folks, this happened yesterday. This was their landlord, a 71-year-old white male. attack them because of what he see, what he listens to in the media. You know, they're spreading lies that Hamas is beheading children and raping women and the hostages that they have, which is not true. Even CNN had to backtrack and had to walk that back. Even the White House had to walk back those claims that they made because they're not true. There's absolutely no evidence that Hamas beheaded children, you know, or raped the hostages that they took in that attack against the military base. You know, these were unfounded lies, you know, and that the mainstream media is not walking back. So what do we learn from this is that words matter. Words matter. When you put in the media and you vilify the Palestinians and you say they're beheading babies, you know, you're making them subhuman in the eyes of the public. And that backlash is directly involved with the media. Now, I don't know if you also know, but we just came from City Hall, where we went into the city council meeting and we addressed Mayor Bibb, who said that he stands with Israel. You know, so we went there and we made some public comments, you know, and we basically did our piece to counter the disinformation that's currently going on. And we had to put Mayor Bibb in his place. And as you mentioned earlier, we had a rally in Cleveland, which started at Public Square, and we marched to Cleveland City Hall, you know, to meet up with Mayor Bibb's office for his stance, you know, claiming that Cleveland stands with Israel, you know, and, and we know that that's not true. And we addressed the Cleveland City Council, you know. So that's basically it in a nutshell, you know, of what's currently going on.
By me appreciating facts, history, historic content, where can myself and other listeners go to be able to hear more, find more information, and keep up with what's going on?
Absolutely. So you can start off going to our website. Okay, we are a Cleveland-based organization. Okay, you can go to ALAWAROR. So AL-AW, I don't even think you need to use the hyphen. You can just put ALAWDA, ALAWAROR, which means right of return, .org. Okay, you can start from our website. And there's a massive sections in there, you know, about facts and things like that on Palestine, and about we focus mostly on Palestinian refugees that have been displaced from their homes, you know, and that's what we support, the right of return of Palestinian refugees to their ancestral homeland. Now, if you go on the internet, you know, obviously we have a Facebook page, Twitter, Instagram. If you Google resistance 1948, you will find all that stuff. Or if you put that in the on top there on Facebook, you will find all of that. And it's not just us. We have there's a plethora of sites that you can go to. There's imeu.org as well. You can check that out. There's also Middle East Eye. All that you can just Google, and it'll pop to their website. There's also Al Quds Network, ALQUDS Network, and you just Google that, it'll pop up. There's so many. I think if you just Google, like, just the word Palestine, a lot of that stuff will come up. You know, just the word Palestine alone. Obviously, just make sure you don't go into any Zionist narratives, you know what I mean? But you can see if they're Palestinian or not by just looking at the page. Make sure it's authentic. But, yeah, it's there. If you want authors, Professor Edward Said was a great professor. You know, may God rest his soul. He's deceased now. But if you can, again, you can Google that, and you can purchase from the internet his books. You know, Edward Said. Yep. So,
thank you so much for at least bringing a different narrative into what's going on. We appreciate it. And again, it was just an honor to be out there with you all. And may you continue to keep bringing the truth. I appreciate you and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you very much, brother. Thank you for giving me the time on your platform. Appreciate it.
No problem, brother. Hey, stay fighting and stay improved. We appreciate you.
Yes, sir. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, that it was phenomenal. Before I do anything else, I am going to make sure that, since there's somebody on my phone line, somebody else, I am going to look at that 216 and then see that 548. And then I'm going to go through and try to talk to that 216. 548. How are you doing out there?
I'm so good. I'm so blessed by the best, north, south, east, and west. And now I got you. I know I'm doing my best.
Hey!
It's the Reverend. It's the AP, Apostolate, America's President. So, time for peace in Israel, Jerusalem, and Palestine. Time for peace. Time for peace.
Yes, it is.
Everybody. See, the fighting is ridiculous because everybody has a right to food, shelter, and raiment. Everybody. Whether it be in America or whether it be across the sea, everybody has a right to the liberty of food, shelter, and raiment. It's time for the war to cease. There is no excuse for it. And just because something, at some point, somebody has to say enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
At some point, somebody has to say, hey, let's find out what we have in common, not what we have a difference about, but let's find out what we have in common. Let's work on that commonality. Let's build communities. Let's build each other up instead of tearing each other down.
Right.
It's time for peace. It's time for prosperity and blessings. See, when we curse one person, then we curse ourselves. But when we bless, then we get blessings that overflow that we don't even have room to receive. So it's time for peace. Time for peace. This is Apostolate. Reverend Pete, presidential candidate for the United States of America. There is no excuse for abuse. Time for peace, you all. Time for peace.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to close with that. It's time for peace. Anybody who wants to help me with the campaign, it is 216-548-0820, or Summit County is 330-428-9191. And Mahoning County, where they actually have four prisons. Imagine that. It's such a small town. Is 234-275-4537. I have been given a vision for the multi-partisan party, which is the People's Party. My Cash App is the People's Party under the People's President, which is my campaign committee, political action committee also. Let's be blessed, everybody. The People's Party with the dollar sign in front of it. Take care, you all, and have a blessed night. I love you all with the love of Jesus Christ. And remember, I'm a female, and I wear it well. I know you can tell. I'm a female. Have a blessed night.
You too. I love that. I love hearing that she's got that hip-hop vibe going on, bringing something different for the election process for 2024. Let's go to that 216-804-216-804. How are you doing?
Hi, everybody. This is Evangelist Brenda A. Fomar. As my colleagues on Block Talk Radio call me every Monday night, Queen Bee. How is everybody doing out there?
Doing excellent. What is going on with you this fine evening?
Happened to you say. I'm just sitting down in my bedroom listening to all the goodness of God, the talks of everybody have spoken already on the radio tonight. Just pray for peace for this world. Pray for peace because we need it. We are living in the last evil days. Revelation, Deuteronomy, Matthew, and it tell it all. It tell it all. What we doing, wars against wars, and we doing a warfare right now on this earth, right now. It's time out for the plan. It's time out for this everything. It's time to get serious now, y'all. It's time to get right down to Jesus' business and get serious, because time is winding up, and we just got to pray more than we ever did before. We got to pray. We got to pray for one another around this whole United States and the whole globe, hear me? The whole entire world, because God got the whole world in his hands. Not half of the world, the whole entire world. Look, Ford and laid off almost a month's time. They going, first it was Ohio, then it went Indiana. No, it was
right.
Ohio, Michigan, Indiana. Now they're trying to hit all of them in the United States, all the Ford motor companies. Then I heard on the news this morning that a Rite Aid, the drugstore Rite Aid, had to file bankruptcy 11 because they can't keep up of the time. You can't blame the COVID for everything now, y'all. Come on, somebody.
Right.
We'll never make up for that COVID. We'll never make up for that COVID. Okay? We got to focus on what's going around right now. We got to do that daily. You can't stop. You got to keep on pushing and pressing your way. No matter what the situation or the circumstance look like, we got to press our way. Got to keep on pressing on and keep on moving on and keep on pushing on every day, y'all. I'm telling you, we got to love one another. We got to get this hate out of our hearts. The jealousy. It's a big jealousy thing going on. I don't know what to say, bro. It's a big jealousy thing going on. You should be happy when somebody get a job. You should be happy when somebody get a vehicle. You should be happy when they get a roof over the head. It's getting cold out there, y'all. It's getting cold out there. It's been raining for the last 72 hours, and that rain is cold. And it ain't warm. It's cold. So try to be nice to one another. We got to be nice to one another. So stop being so hateful. We got to get all this hateness out of our heart. I have love in my heart. I don't care what nobody say about me. You love me or you don't love me, because I know who do love me. Jesus Christ loved me. He loves us all. And he gives us purpose every day to wake up in the morning to see another day to start our journey on every day. It's up to the individual, y'all. It's up to you. You either want to do it or you don't want to do it. Don't blame mama. Don't blame daddy. Don't blame sister or brother, your husband, your boyfriend, or whatever. Don't blame nothing. Blame yourself. It starts within you. It starts within you. I mean, come on now. Stop pointing fingers, getting on the phone, texting and talking about so-and-so, so-and-so. We got to worry about what's in front of us. Like Michael Jackson, he made that song for a reason, Man in the Mirror. And Mike must have, may he rest in peace. May he rest in peace. He had to make that song for a reason. We got to take inventory of ourselves, y'all. We got to take inventory of ourselves. I'm sorry. I had to put it out there, bro. I'm sorry. I love the family. As I'm finna close out to my brother Ryan talking now, Al Porter to Black on Black Matters. God bless you guys. Al Porter, Danielle. To Cowboy and Monica Porcepoint. Congratulations on Monica. We got to support her. To Miss Glass, to Dolores, to Art, to Ronnie B, to Deacon Dante Taylor, to Major Tapp, to Mr. Powers, and I left somebody out. Help me out now, bro. I left somebody out. Who did I leave out in the family?
I don't know. I'm not sure. You called a lot of names.
I call her now the names. Okay, then. That's okay. Well, it's everybody to my fam. Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to us on Block Talk Radio every Monday night at 9 o'clock. May God bless you guys. Have a peaceful and blessed evening and a blessed week. I'm signing off right now. Peace out and God bless. Remember, put him in front, not behind, and he will see you through. God bless.
God bless. I'll tell you, that was a very phenomenal phone call in itself, very powerful, and I appreciated that. As a matter of fact, I am loving the whole vibe in conversation. I am. I'm not even sure which way to go, except to find some sort of commonality in everything. Just because they won, I would be wrong if I didn't play this from Suave Gotti. Why not? It makes sense.
Welcome, out-of-town fans and NFL teams, to our fine city of Cleveland. My name's Sputnik, and I'll be your host for today's professional butt-whooping. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation! Dog Nation! Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Let us welcome everybody to the Cleveland Browns Show. Dog Pound and Suave Gotti, the sweetest combo. Eating Blackbird Ravens while riding a Bronco. And a Charger to us ain't nothing but a 9-volt. See the Cleveland force like Obi-Wan Kenobi, Trayvon Coley, Larry Ogunjobi. Our defenders are fat boys, screaming in jail. Exhale, inhale, equalizer Denzel. Ward on the set, Jason Treader is a threat. Chris Hubbard and Danny Vitale, put him in check. Antonio Callaway receiving the wide. David knows who about to slide. Carlos Hyde with my Cleveland crew. We got cages for you Bengals and you Panthers and your Lions. It's the Cleveland Zoo. Just meet us on the field. We don't talk, we ball. And your balls ain't long enough to walk with dogs.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
A red, brown, and orange, and white stripes. The C-Town lights getting the Cleveland crowd hype. I'm Bernie, I'm Brian Sykes. Get the gurney after the hype. Hut one, hut two, busting through any line. It's the Cleveland crunch crew. Can ride the Cleveland connoisseur of the art of war. And I run with carnivores that can show you how to score. Anytime, any place, anywhere, in your face. We the dogs of the state and we came to penetrate any front line. It's crunch time, better get the game right. We go flame like we dogs off the chain, right? You know it, yeah. And I got a poet low. C-U-M-R, Cleveland Browns, we came to overthrow. Moving like a locomotive through the county. Cuyahoga, where my brownies. Bust that dog like, where the pounds be. East, see the west side, they surround me.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Hugh Jackson of the city, Suave Gotti is the coach. No more ties, my guys, we want obvious results. The Steelers get stole on, Chiefs better hold on to their feathers, cause we about to get our roll on. Sean Coleman on, Joe Schobert on, Jarvis Landry holding his own, going long. Put it live on your iPhone, a message to you Eagles and you Jets and you Falcons, it's a no-fly zone. Tyrod Taylor, Joe Batonio, Terrence Mitchell.
special. That's my homie, though. Kevin Zettler is a hot stepper with real weapons like Demarius Randle and Jabril Peppers. What we do to you Saints and you Giants and you Texans, hit you in the midsection, snatch an interception. We the greatest on the field. All you Raiders and you Bills and you Buccaneer fans, we gon' take it to your grill. Baker Mayfield in the sky like Berkeley, surround him with dogs like Collins and Kirksey. It's a team full of mutants from my synopsis and my man Miles Garrett. That's Colossus.
Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation. Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Where my dogs at? Dog Nation. Dog Nation. Swear to God, you don't want no confrontation.
Yeah. We gotta shout out to Big Dog Execs. Big Dog Execs like Hard Times, GMS, Boomin' Entertainment with Joe Boom, and Studio 53.
From that Kaya Dog soundtrack, volume one for season one, I guess we're gonna do that. Let me find and have a little fun and play this. It made it on the top 10. It makes a little bit of sense. It was played, I'm sure, the lion dance and all of that after the win yesterday. We'll be right back after this.
Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. D-O-G spelled backwards, G-O-D, G-O-D in the flesh, that I be. Spirit moves me to grab a mic. Staying consistent, it's what y'all like. Real king, have me on the playlist. All queens in the house, dance to this. Twerk, drop it low, or move with class. We make the songs that are sure to last. Write my rhyme inside the doghouse. Ain't a muzzle made to shut my mouth. They dog me out and talk about me. I'm a fighting dog. Y'all won't stop me. Long Beach with Snoop. Now how does that sound? Cleveland is the home of the real dog pound. Dog biscuit eating, crazies like me. The kind you see on NFL TV. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. D-O-G, reverse, G-O-D. Took off the leash, so now I'm free. All the haters, they can't stop me. Black flea collar stops ticks and fleas. Not a dirty dog, I take baths. Women know, I chase the cat. Raps George Clinton, I'm Funkadelic. HGS Live, like Parliament. They say a dog is man's best friend. I'm an activist until the end. My bark, my bite, my lyrics flow. I walk upright, not on all fours. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. 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 Bow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay.
Now, before we go to the 216-288 phone number, give them a couple minutes. Before we close out, I would like to just say that I better be smart. Rudolph Isley, original member of the family musical group that consisted of him and his brothers O'Kelly, Kelly Isley Jr., and Ronald Isley, the R&B and soul band took off in the late 1950s and continued to make music for over six decades. They're responsible for the timeless hits Who's That Lady, Between the Sheets, and Shout. Rudolph left the band in the late 1980s to pursue a life in the ministry. In 1992, the band was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Last year, the group was inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. And again, Rudolph Isley, founding member of the legendary soul group, the Isley Brothers, passed at the age of 84. And then on top of that, Suzanne Summers, Susan Marie Summers, October 16, 1946 to October 15, 2023, American actress, author, singer, businesswoman, and health spokesperson. She played the television roles of Chrissy Snow on Three's Company from 1977 to 1981 and Carol Foster Lambert on Step by Step 1991 to 1998. And she wrote some books, including two autobiographies, four diet books, and a bunch of poetry. Her book, Ageless, The Naked Truth About Bioidentical Hormones, 2006, about bioidentical hormones replacement therapy, and the Wiley Protocol, controversial treatments for menopausal women, was heavily criticized. Her book, Knockout, 2009, which promoted alternative cancer treatments, was criticized by the American Cancer Society. So she had some controversy here and there. No controversy right here. Let's go to the phone line for the 216-288 phone number. 216-288. Who am I talking to?
Dantes Taylor. And
what is going?
I went down to city council and told them about our kids in the juvenile detention center when we need to go in there and educate our kids. And if they got to stay in there too long, go in there and educate them and let them come out with a diploma or trade or something so they can they can make it out here in this world. Out here in this world, because if they come up out of there and they don't know nothing, what can they do when they get on the streets? Nothing.
Right, right.
I said if they have to stay in there until they 18, then educate them, and I told them put the right correction officers in there and everything else so we can make it better for our kids. And go down to Child and Family Services and clean up and find out what them folks doing down there and get all the ones that don't have degrees and everything else and somebody that's educated can go in there and rehabilitate our kids and everything else. And I told them like this, we need to find out how we can rip all these lead pipes out and put all new pipes that ain't got no lead in them. And how can we drain? Let's find a way to drain. I told them, let's find a way to drain this water where we can clean the water up too. And put some clean, good, wholesome water in our system once we put the new pipes in. Hope they listening. I hope they're listening to this, because it's tragic.
Yes,
it's tragic,
you're right.
That we got to see, go to the doctor and see some of these kids with high levels.
And thank you for being out there last night with Dr. Dorothy and many others.
That's right, and we got to know that we're coming back out next year, and we're coming back out stronger than ever. We're going to have our sleepover probably in August or June or August. And we want to have at least 10 tents out there. 10 tents and everything else. And once we had a sleepover next year, we want to walk in. We want to have a legislation together and when city council be inside, we can do our marching music with this legislation. We can do our marching music and take it right to the council meeting and deliver it to ourselves. And I'm challenging everybody that's in the city of Cleveland that we need to, from now on, every meeting should be packed. It should be standing room only. If you're an activist, come out and stand up in city council with us so we can show our presence and tell them what we need and demand it. Not sitting here and let them tell us what they're going to do and then at the end of the day they don't do it. And everything so else. We gotta keep our officials up and above. And I want y'all and in Cleveland and in East Cleveland, we've been talking about that East Cleveland needed a new city hall. That ain't nothing new. That ain't nothing new. Black on black been talking about that for years, but they haven't gave them nothing. They haven't did nothing. And this city council that's over there now, they're not even doing right now. And when it's election time, they just should clear out all of them and let them go and put some new people in. And put a new mayor in too.
Right.
I don't want to see a Gary Norton in there again. And I don't want to see who the law director is in there. I want to see a new fresh mayor that's been in East Cleveland living and can come out and revise this and revise it with the city council. We need to know that East Cleveland can have a new, and when they get a new, that means I want to see that they can get a new building too. And okay. get them a jail that the doors can lock.
Okay.
I found that out from a lot of people that if you just can go into East Cleveland jail, they put them in there, but they can walk right back out and go on about their business. So we need to find out how we can get a new city council in East Cleveland. Somebody that cares about our people, cares about how their streets look, and ain't scared to use the money for what it needs to be used for in East Cleveland. I'm just standing up for East Cleveland and surrounding areas. Because black on black stand up for Cleveland, the East Cleveland, the Shaker, to Cleveland Heights, to all of them. We just don't reside in Cleveland. If somebody in South Euclid say we need help, we ain't stopping. We going over there and see what's going on and help them. And that's right. And we're an organization that don't take handouts. We don't take handouts or buyouts. That's what we don't do. We don't take handouts or buyouts. That's what we don't do. Cause see, when you over there taking a handout, that means you got to go by their rules. And if somebody get burnt out or get killed on the street and need a little help, And if we got bought out, we can't go over there and use some of that money to help these folks out here.
Uh-huh.
And I know it. And I know it. And I thank them. I thank them. But come on out. Come on out to Lincoln to Community and Unity. First annual awards, banquet, dinner, and red carpet event that will be at the Alliance Event Center at 6966 Broadway, Cleveland, Ohio, 44105 on Saturday, November 18th, 2023. From 5 to 6 is our cocktail, is our hors d'oeuvre hour. And who will be playing at the 5 to 6 hour will be Kevin Conwell in the Footnotes. We'll be at 5 to 6. And come on out and join us and everything else and all that great stuff.
Okay.
And from 6:30 to 9 is where we have our banquet. And kids that are 0 to 12 are free. Yes, free. So come on out. And our after party will be from 10, 15 to 2:30 in the morning. So come on out. Come on out. And our tickets are $60. You get dinner and you get hors d'oeuvres. And our VIP section is $75. That is where you get a gift. You get 3 raffle tickets, dinner, and you get hors d'oeuvres, and you get mints, and you get to sit with the honorees, and you get to sit with the singers and everything else. Yes. Indeed. And our after party is $10 in advance, $20 at the door. So come on out and join us. All the way from Cleveland, we have Kevin Conwell in the Footnotes. We have Queen B going to be out there singing her songs. We're going to have the Fleshman singers. We got David Watts and the Sons of Harmony. And we might have your very own Grandpa Rapper. I don't know if he's going to be there or not, but you got to come out to find out if Grandpa Rapper going to be there. I can't tell you who Grandpa Rapper is, because I don't, because he's a special person. Grandpa Rapper is a special person and everything else, and he needs to come on out and represent for the people with the gospel music and everything.
Thank you so much.
So come on out and join us. And our vendor booths are $85 where you get dinner and you get hors d'oeuvres and you get a table and you get 2 chairs and you get dinner and you get hors d'oeuvres and you get to be at the after party and you get to be at the banquet and everything.
Okay.
And our caterer is my favorite. Very young, Little People's Catering Company. Yes, this is a lady that was my teacher, and she can cater real good. And we got some good food. And next week I'm gonna tell y'all what's on the menu that she's making next week. For more information, contact Dante Taylor at 216-288-5841. If you want to get a corporate table, you can call us. If you want to be a sponsor in this event, call us, and we will take your orders and everything else. And this is going to be a glitz and glamour event. This is a dress up attire event. This is going.
Okay.
This is the and one of our. Honorees is Miss Watson and Georgette Scott, and we have some more honorees too. We have the Hazes and the Hazes too, and some more. We have many more. They're gonna be honor out here on this day. And we going to have, and if you want to be an artist in our after party, if you want to be an artist in our after party, call me at 216-285-8841. Yes, and it's an entry fee to get into the, to be a group in the after party. Yes, because we're going to liven it up, and we're going to have a great time. So call us and find out what you want to do and everything. And we're going to stand up for our kids every day, every hour of the day. We got to stand up for them. We got to make sure that the lead problem don't escape the people out there and our politicians too. Because
thank you.
And when you go out there and vote, please vote no on issue 2 for the recreation weed. And my take on that is we don't need recreation weed. We don't need it. We don't need it. They're already messing their brains up by smoking this weed that's out there now. We don't need it.
God.
And I just say no. And I'm gonna keep saying no. And if anybody out there that knows where I can get a sign or some information, call me. And I want to know, so I can put it. So I'm with a big old bold sign out there saying no. And everything else. But don't forget, when you go vote for them judges, don't forget to vote for Jeff Johnson to be one of your judges out there, and TJ Dial to be one of your judges too. So don't forget. Go out there and do what you do. And if anybody knows Jeff Johnson's number or TJ Dial's number, tell them to call Dante Taylor. I'm ready to move so they can win this great race out here. And God bless, and hope to see you soon. And come on out to the Grit and Glamour event. This is the event they're gonna rock the city that night. If you ain't there, they're gonna rock so much that they're gonna have so much fun, so much food, and everything else, and all that good stuff. We got great things, and great honorees, and everything else. They're going to be out here. So don't forget that God loves you, I love you, and everything else. And if you have an enemy, go tell them you love them and make it up to them and everything else. And if you have a boo, if you have a who, boo, woo, and you mad, and she and you know she's mad or whatever, just go over there and figure out how to smooth it over and make it better.
If I
didn't do it wrong, I need to go over there and smooth it out and do what I got to do so I can make it better, so we can keep on the same page and make sure that we love and have a great thing. Because God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son. Whoever believes his parents and have everlasting life. Because we love, and God bless.
God bless us. This show is supposed to end at 10.
I apologize.
All right, thank you. Hey, everybody know this show is supposed to end at 10, so we're going to go ahead to end it. Thank you so much for joining me. Peace.